Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Port Washington Post has published the last column it received from the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi before he went missing in Istanbul. The newspaper's editors said they had held off publishing it until now in the hope that the journalist would re-emerge. From Washington, here's Chris Buckler.
In his final piece, Mr. Khashoggi is critical of Saudi Arabia. The Post says the column shows his passion for freedom, something the paper suggests he may have given his life for. Since his disappearance, Donald Trump has refused to distance himself from Saudi Arabia and instead emphasized the importance of economic and political ties between the country and the US. However, pressure on the president is growing, amid claims that there's evidence that shows Jamal Khashoggi was interrogated, tortured and killed.
The British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a backlash from hardline Brexit supporters in her own party after she told European Union leaders that she would consider extending her country's post-Brexit transition period by another year. The extension would allow for more time to find a solution to the hardest problem in Brexit talks, the issue of the Irish border. Kevin Connolly in Brussels explains the implications of such a move.
That would be more than 5 years after the referendum, and let's not forget a transition would essentially mean that people in Britain would see no change at all from being inside a member state of the European Union. You're still paying in to the budget, you're still obeying the rules of the single market, but you lose your vote, your voice in rulemaking. So that would be quite a difficult sell, I think, within British politics.
The first group of a wave of Honduran migrants travelling towards the United States has arrived at the border between Guatemala and Mexico. President Trump threatened to cut off millions of aid to the region if they failed to stop the caravan. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Some 3,000 people, including children, have joined the caravan. The organizers say the migrants are escaping poverty and violence in Central America. President Trump says they are illegal immigrants who cannot be allowed to enter the U.S. They left Honduras this weekend and several hundred have now reached the Guatemalan border town of Tecunuman. If they're allowed to cross into Mexico, it will be a matter of time before they reach the U.S. southern border and seek a right to entry on humanitarian grounds.
World News from the BBC.